just after daybreak on the beach, he meets us at the dawning of this new day. As he filled their nets with fish, he fills our lives with love and grace. Good morning. Well, we haven't seen the sun in St. Louis for five straight days, just so you know, and the Mississippi River is way high in St. Louis, where Holly and I have spent the last week. So it's so nice to be home where the sun shines once in a while. But I heard it was raining here, too, so, but we got our share. So generally, the announcements are in the bulletin. This next Sunday is collecting for Hope House, that we bring up some food or pillows or pillowcases or anything like that that you would like to donate. So when we make the trip up next week or after Sunday, if you could donate, that would be great. The other probably important thing on here, although they're all important, I saw past the Parsonage Work Day is on Wednesday, May 22nd. That's a little ways away yet, but we can use your help. So our new pastor has a place to move into, freshened up. And I guess brats are going to be there too. So if you... if you can make some time during the day that you could help, that would be great. Are there any other announcements that you highlight in the bulletin that you would like highlighted? Okay.
Regarding Reconciling Ministries Network and these meetings, we know that 2/3 of United Methodists support the full inclusion of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people. 2/3 of United Methodists in the United States. That means 1/3 do not. And we don't know how you all feel. We make assumptions, but assumptions are not always good. My dad used to tell me, you know, when you assume something, well, you've heard that. So we don't want to go there. So we're going to be having these ministries. A part of the time will be, everyone will be invited to speak their mind, what they believe. And as we speak and as we share, we look at one another, and on Sunday mornings, we talk about the Spirit of God being in each one of us and reflected through us. And in part, what the church has become is that if people disagree with us, we no longer see the Spirit of God within them. And what we need to do and what we need to model is that we can listen to one another and disagree with one another or agree with one another, and the Spirit of God is reflected in and through all of us. We need to remember that. So two meetings will be this week, both tomorrow at 1 o'clock and what's the other time?
Seven,
thank you. I've been on vacation, so part of it will be an opportunity for us to talk about that. The other part of it is that those people who have been gathering support are moving toward becoming a reconciling ministry congregation. And so part of it will be talking about that process. In order for us to become a reconciling congregation, the congregation needs to vote, and we're not ready for a vote, but we're ready for conversation. So you are invited to these meetings tomorrow at 1 or 7, and then the following week on Wednesday at 1 or 7 p.m. Please plan to attend one of the meetings. I think that this is important. So that's first on my list. The second on my list, and I don't know if anyone shared this with you, but the trustees are not meeting on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Their next meeting is in July. And another announcement that's not in the bulletin but will be, you look at these lovely plants here. These came from my home. And you know how plants talk to us? Well, these plants have been saying to me, please don't let her take me home again, please. You don't know how she treats us. She's got a cat. So if anyone would like any of these plants, please feel free to take them. The frond-looking things on the bottom are amaryllis, and they have, there's five of those, and they have bloomed for me for 2 years. So all you got to do with those is take them home and let them die down, and then start watering them next spring, and they should come up again and bloom again, okay? The others need more frequent care. So, but if you need some of the kind of air that plants put into our homes, please take them.
Chris would like to speak to you now.
Good morning. I wanted to speak a little bit about the Native American Ministry Sunday, which is today. Since 1988, we have been celebrating Native American individuals and congregations in the United Methodist community. Today, we honor the unique and beautiful contributions of Native Americans by giving generously to a specific fund set aside for seminary students and congregations finding authentic ways to minister to their communities. Did you know that more than 20,000 Native Americans are part of the United Methodist Church? This offering directly supports Native American congregations, equipping them to minister with their communities while honoring creative expressions of culture and heritage. In the Dakotas Annual Conference, for example, this offering has supported a culturally appropriate vacation Bible school experience that includes a food pantry, clothing closet, and helps provide job opportunities for Native Americans to lead the camp. Native American led United Methodist Ministries serve the people who worship on Sunday mornings and expand into the community to respond to trauma among indigenous people. The offering also supports scholarships for Native American students like Reverend Stephanie Escher, who now serves as a hospital chaplain. She's a member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa Tribe, the Native American Seminary Award funded by the United Methodist Special Offering, helped her manage the cost of studying for a Master's of Divinity degree at the Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary. United Methodist Native American Seminary students and congregations are empowered to develop new ways of doing church that honor the creative expression of the culture. They are enabled to form new ministry partnerships and coalitions, allowing the process of reconciliation, restoration, and release between communities. Now, this is especially more in the areas where there's a higher Native American interaction with their peoples, which is out west, although we do have some, the Menominee and the Winnebago and those people here. We have a collective opportunity to live out our commitment to the way with special action in our offering of love to God who first loved us. May our gifts multiply and overpower this world with justice, peace, and love until all are whole. Will you join today with your support? Together we can make a lasting impact, and your offering will reach across the country because together we can do more. You will find the special envelope and clues in your bulletin. Thank you in advance.
Being very musical and understanding music greatly, I was hoping you'd laugh. Our first hymn this morning is Spirit Song. It is in the red hymnal on page 347, not the black one. And you rise if you're able. Join me in our praise. O Lord our God, we praise you.
We praise you for help in the
distress. You have restored our lives.
You have rescued us from the grave.
Join in singing in the black hymnal. And the number's correct. In prayer. Living Lord, you meet us in unexpected places and surprise us with abundance of your love. Feed us by your word and fill us with your spirit so that we may follow you this day and always. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen. You may be seated.
You want to come up here? Oh, you don't? I wanted to show you this. Oh, this is exciting. Okay. I got to show you a picture first. Okay. This dies down in about October, November. It just kind of all dies down. And so it sits there with nothing except what looks like dirt all winter long. Then in the spring, I start watering it. And two weeks ago, there was a little nubbin about that big. That's all it was. 1 week ago, look at it. See it there? And so 2 weeks later, it's like three times as big as it was, isn't it? If it was that big last week, yeah, it's about three times as big. Now, this is going to open up. And when it opens up, it's going to look like an umbrella. And it's never going to get leaves here. It just has the leaves that open up like that. You know what I love about this plant? It's called a konjac. Okay? And I just figured out this morning that it's probably a bulb down there. Now, I'm slow on the uptake sometimes. And I think I was really slow on this because I've had this for about 5 years. Okay? And it's going to be beautiful all summer long. And then in October or November, it's going to say to itself, I need a rest now. And within 2 days, 1 to 2 days, this is going to turn all white. And then it's just going to collapse. I think that's amazing. Because it does it every year. Comes back every year. And this, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Jesus. Because in the fall, it looks like it's dead. It's gone. And then it comes back. But the other thing about it, this reminds us of me and you and all the people here. What this does is every year, it gets taller and taller. The first year I had it, it was only this big. And then it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And I know that it's going to get bigger because when I bought this one, the person who was there had another one, and it was this tall. And it gets sturdy enough to hold it up almost because I kind of had that stick in there to help it stay straight. Now, I've looked at your mom or your dad. But wouldn't you love to take this home with you? My cat leaves this one alone. Yeah. And you know, I've got a cat that looks just like yours. I've got an orange cat just like yours. Yep. Only mine's a little bit smaller. So I'm just saying I'll put this here. And if you would like to take it home, you're welcome to do that. Okay. This reminds me of how Jesus gives us new life. Okay, would you pray with me? We thank you, God, that you give to us new life. Every day when we wake up, we breathe in the day you've given us. Amen. Thank you.
New way to open my Bible. First scripture reading today is found in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. Maybe. For the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and all the members have the same function. Not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to our grace given to us. Prophecy for those who have faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. in my terminology, another home run. I'm reading from Colossians chapter 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Now you get to hear from somebody that had to put up with me for the whole week. And you know, and only one person in here knows really what that means, and she's sitting in the back.
Good morning. My name is Holly Neal, for those that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet. And over the past few months, you may have heard the term Stephen Series or Stephen Ministry. This morning, I'd like to share information with you about Concordia's newest ministry, the Stephen Ministry. In Acts 6, Stephen was chosen to provide caring ministry to those in need. Since that time of the apostles, caring ministry has been considered a hallmark of the Christian faith community. At Concordia, our Stephen ministry goal is going to be to exist to serve God by bringing Christ's love healing to hurting people. The Stephen ministry motto, Christ caring for people through people, captures the core truth about what Stephen ministry is and does. It's a proven system for training and organizing people in our congregation to provide quality Christian care to those that are experiencing difficulties. Hurting people receiving distinctly Christian care when they need it the most. Lay people use their gifts in ministry and see God working through them. Pastors have more time for other areas of ministry. Congregations have a powerful tool for reaching out with Christ's love to the community outside this congregation. And the congregation becomes a warmer, more loving place. Since 1975, more than 12,000 churches from over 170 denominations have trained over 600,000 lay people as Stephen ministers. Congregations that participate have fewer than 100 members to well over 10,000. Millions of hurting people have benefited from their care. People often ask, what exactly is a Stephen minister? One way to put it is that Stephen ministers are considered the after people. After the phone call you hoped you'd never get. After the funeral, when everyone has left and the emotions you've held at bay come crashing in on you. After the relationship falls apart and the bottom falls out of your life. After the doctor says, I'm sorry, but there's nothing more that I can do. After the nursing home director shakes your hand and says, welcome to your new home. After the last child honks a horn, waves, and drives away, and your house suddenly seems really, really empty. After the gavel comes down, the handcuffs go on, and your loved one is led away. After the baby arrives, demanding more of you than you ever dreamed possible. After you find a pink slip with your final paycheck. After your family and friends have heard your story, one too many times, but you still need to talk it out. Our human tendency is to really tough it out during difficult times. Oftentimes, "How are you?" "I'm fine," is heard over and over again. Or you just believe within yourself that you can do this on your own. And some of us probably can and will be okay. But why, when there could be somebody walking that, there could be a Stephen minister walking that path with you? They are ready to come alongside you or your friends, your neighbors, or your coworkers or relatives and provide comfort and support for as long after as it's needed. So we're going to see a video of an actual care receiver talking about his Stephen minister.
My wife announced that she would be leaving our marriage and would be filing for divorce. And I had no one to turn to. Everybody was in shock, as I was a couple days after this announcement. And as I sat in a pew by myself with a church full of people, the one slide that I had seen 1,000 times before came up. And that was the slide about Stephen Ministry. That morning, for me, for some reason, it was like it was speaking right at me. I think what my Stephen minister, Larry, helped me with the most was a consistent, persistent effort on being there and showing up. Larry walked with me for literally the next 2 years through a very painful separation, through the divorce filing, through the divorce. Larry refused. Larry refused to give up on me. And in a little over 2 years' time of meeting at, at 8 a.m., he would show up and be there for me. And so I think, you know, he did a tremendous job in just making sure that that hour or so we were together, he was completely devoted to just listening to me, and he would not speak a whole lot, as I recall, but would just ask questions or would put things out, you know, for discussion and would just let me ramble, which I can do. And he was everything I ever thought a loving God would be, by always being open, by always being honest. Besides himself, you know, God was there, standing right next to me. All I needed to do was reach out for him. And just as Larry would be there as we prayed, you know, God and Jesus Christ were there. And my Stephen minister was every aspect of Jesus Christ to me, and is to this day. The Stephen minister and the Stephen ministry program have changed my life. They have enabled me to commit myself to bettering my own life. The Stephen Ministry Program and my Stephen Minister in particular have shown me that God does care, and that God's shoulders are broad, and it's okay to be mad at God, and that God can take it. And the Stephen Minister and his role in that was to let that come out so that I could get it out and then be open to the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ. And the Stephen minister and the Stephen ministry program not only saved my life, but changed my life. And I'll forever be grateful to having had a Stephen minister.
Thank you, Doug. As this is a new ministry for Concordia, there is a process to go that is the Stephen series for the congregation. So I just wanted to review that briefly with you so you're familiar with that. First, enrollment begins a relationship between Stephen Ministries and a congregation. And I am very proud and pleased to announce that we are officially Concordia is enrolled in the Stephen Series. So we have the certificate, and we'll be displaying that in the church for you to see. So what that means for us is now that we're enrolled, we get a step-by-step system for how to put this lay-carrying ministry effectively and make it work well in our congregation. It also gives us access to high-quality training and resources and free ongoing consultation and support whenever we need it, whether it's a Stephen leader, a Stephen minister, or somebody that just has questions about the program. The next step is to select Stephen leaders. And these are lay leaders who attend a Stephen Series leaders training course and then implement the Stephen ministry program at the congregation. It's a one-week conference where the Stephen leaders learn how to begin and manage a Stephen ministry. So as John mentioned, he and I just returned from that. We were in St. Louis for the week of an extremely intense, extremely inspirational, motivational, and very spiritual conference. So we are officially your Stephen leaders of Concordia. So now that that process has been completed, the next step is to recruit, select, and train congregation members as Stephen ministers. I am a Stephen minister from the Plover Stevens Point Church and had the privilege of experiencing that process, working with care receiver before we moved to this area. And it changed my life, which is why I'm here and wanted to, it was wonderful to hear from members of the congregation and from Pastor Doris the support of this very important ministry. I don't think anybody here will be disappointed in this new ministry. So what does that entail as a Stephen minister? If you're thinking about you, it might be something you'd be interested in. A Stephen minister is very well trained to provide effective Christian care ministry to people that are in need. It's a 50 hours of initial training requirement, and our goal is to start a training with our first Stephen ministers in the fall and to complete that prior to Christmas. Once that happens, a Stephen minister is matched with people that are in need. Typically, it's a Stephen minister is matched with one care receiver at a time. It's men to men and women to women. They meet with that person on average once a week and to listen, care, encourage, and provide emotional and spiritual support. The caring relationship lasts as long as needed. Some it's very short, and some, like this gentleman, it was over 2 years. For the Stephen minister to continue to provide that care to care receivers, you do continue to get support as well. There's a small group peer supervision that we meet once or twice a month, depending on the need. And there's also continuing education. We also ask, when you're considering this, it is a 2-year commitment. Oftentimes, though, we see a Stephen minister, it's 2 years, then it's 10 years, and there are even some at the training that were going, that were care Stephen ministers being trained as Stephen leaders that had been ministers for over 20, 25 years. So our goal is to complete this process and start administering care to those hurting people in our congregation and the community by January of 2020. When you're considering this, I'd just like to leave you with these words from the founder of Stephen Series, Dr. Kenneth Hauck. He says, "Sometimes during prolonged suffering, people think that God has abandoned them. But if they can sense God's presence and love in you, a person they see, touch, and hear, they can take heart knowing that God is near and will never leave them. Knowing this is priceless." Thank you.
Some of you may find it difficult to come and stand up in front and speak before a group of people. And if that's true for you, you will know how committed Holly is to this program, because she doesn't like to talk in front of people. So, and John, it's his gift. So we all have gifts to share. Caring and sharing ministries are a part of what we're called to do. I invite the ushers to come and receive our offering for this morning. Let us pray together. Risen Christ, you call us to feed your lambs and tend your sheep. Receive these gifts of thanksgiving and praise. May this offering and offering of our lives show and share your love in our community and in the world. Amen. You may be seated. I've had a request for prayers for Cassie McNulty. She's one of our graduating seniors, and the last weeks of school seem to be really important for them, and she has been homesick with mono. So prayers for her healing. Also, a request for prayers for the graduates. College graduations are happening now. And for those who are graduating from college, this is the crunch time. All of a sudden, those years of college seem to postpone, are becoming adults a little bit. But I can remember when my children both graduated from college one day after the other. It was like, okay, now I'm an adult. Now what? And so that's true for young people who are graduating from college. Also, we do want to remember those who are graduating from high school. Not all are going on to school, so they've all got some adulting to do. Also, prayers of thanksgiving for the past 9 months, the handbell choir year. You brought us great spirituality. Great encouragement, great inspiration in your playing. And we thank Tom for his leadership in that. So, Are there other people or situations that you would lift for our prayer time? Yes. Can you talk a little, use your outside voice? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jamie Ballwig has been, I think Layla is a friend of hers, and she has cancer, and she's been undergoing treatment, and she's a young woman with young children, and is not doing well, so we want to keep her on the top of our list. Let us pray. Gracious God, we do need thee every hour. And we are so grateful that you are ever present with us. Whether we are aware of it or not, you are with us. And we praise you for that. We give you thanks for the way that you use us and our gifts in ministry, the gift of encouragement, the gift of inspiration, the gift of music from our handbell choir and their leader. You bless us so richly through this ministry. We pray for those today who live with fear and doubt, for whom worry just seems to take a hold and they don't know how to let go of it. Give them freedom from fear. Give them peace and safety. We pray for those who work day and night, and seem to be on the bottom rung of a ladder, so they never have enough. We do pray that with the resources that we have, we pray that none would go hungry, none would go without shelter, none would go without clothing, that the basics that we need for human life would be given to all in our community, in our nation, in our world. We pray for those who suffer in sickness and grief, and today we especially lift Cassie and Jamie for prayers. Let them know how very present you are with them. Encourage them, hold them up in all that they walk through. Hear our prayer for those who are ending one journey and beginning another, as they graduate and go to work, or graduate from high school and go to college. be with them again. Help them to remember that you are with them. Help them that they may take our saving Christ Jesus with them in every day, in every decision. Hear our prayers for your world, a place that was created by you and declared good. We have corrupted your goodness. Help us to look at one another and see the beauty and the grace and the love that is present in each one of us. Help us to share that beauty and that grace and that love, as did Jesus. We pray in his name and as he taught us, our Father. Jesus is certainly our Christ, our Savior, the one who has reconnected us with the God of creation. He is all of that, and he is also friend. On the night before his death, as he sat at the table with his friends, his disciples, he took bread. And he said, thank you to God. And he broke the bread and he offered it to his disciples. And he said, take this and eat it. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, again he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples. And he said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, remember me. When we gather together to share the bread and the cup, we share the lifeblood of Jesus. He gave us his life. He gave his blood that we might have life. This is how deeply God loves us. And so as we prepare to come for the bread and the cup, we pray, O God, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us who are gathered here and on this gift of bread and the cup, that we may be in the community, in this community, the body of Christ, redeemed by him, in our compassion, in our caring for one another and the world. Let us be Christ. Amen. In the United Methodist Church, Holy Communion is a gift of God. It's God's meal. So all are invited to come and share in that. This morning we will be having communion through modified intinction, which means you will be receiving a square of bread and a cup. You come down the middle, and who is going to be serving with me this morning? One more. John, come on up. come, be filled, receive the gifts of God. Odie, this reminds you how much Jesus loves you. The bread of life, Aaron. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that through the bread and the cup, we not only remember Christ, but receive him and receive your gifts that we can go from day to day. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing hymn is Because He Lives, number 364. gracious Lord Jesus, you have commanded us to love one another, and you have commissioned us to go and make disciples. Help us as we begin this new Stephen ministry. Help us to respond faithfully to your great commandment and your great commission. Give us wisdom. Give us discernment as we seek the most effective ways to be in ministry in your name and to bring your healing love to those in need. We pray, trusting in your promise. Amen. Cross the river and fight life's fight.